Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for your patience for this coming out a little bit later than usual.
Yeah.
We're tired girls, and that's what it is.
Like, beyond.
I've never been so tired in my life.
Like, I feel like I'm still sleeping, kind
same,
of.
Same. And I don't know what, well, for me, you know, I think we both just had big weekends.
Yes, that's true.
We had a very, very early Monday.
Yeah.
Physical activity at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that's, we play basketball at like 8:45 in the morning. Not really sure when we're going to see, when that will see the light of day.
Yeah, we'll
like,
see.
You know, keep your eyes peeled. And then, you know, the Oscars. Last night I stayed up late to watch the finale of Paradise, which.
Oh, I didn't watch it yet.
All right, then I won't say anything about it. I won't say anything about it, but.
Did you like it or no?
Well, it wasn't as good as episode 7. Okay. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
But it is renewed for season 2, so whatever. But of course, we have a lot to discuss today. We've got Travis news. We've got new dancer news. We've got the Oscars. Mm-hmm. We've got some drama online.
Mm.
We've got some shit to talk. and let's just get right into it, I think.
Let's get right into it. But first. Let's talk about our besties.
Number one bestie on the pod, Pink Whitney. Gee, I'll tell you something right now. After the long weekend that we both had, both full of drinking, I believe. I'll tell you, I would like a little hair of the dog, as I'm always talking about. I would love a little shot of Pink Whitney. I would love a little drinky
drink. Like it would wake us up.
A little pink lemonade vodka, a little something, something. And of course, we only have one bottle here because Pat Bev drank the whole second bottle from our lovely display.
And honestly, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him
it's
either.
It's
so
delicious.
How could you not? Especially when it's sitting right in your face. So huge shouts out to Pink Whitney for being our number one bestie on the pod. Pink lemonade flavored vodka. You can shoot it straight. You can have it over ice. You can mix it with other drinks. You can make funky cocktails with it. It's fantastic.
Mm.
It's wonderful. They've been a part of Barcel for a long time. Shout out to the Spit and Chicklets crew and Ryan Whitney himself. We love Pink Whitney so much.
We love Pink Whitney. They have every size humanly possible. They got the 20 shot bucket pack. They got the big boys. Love. They got the small, medium handles. Anything that you need for any type of situation. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo. All right. Love. First things first, year 13. Travis is coming back.
Hooray!
Woo! Yay!
Can I'm very happy for him. Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh.
I'm very happy for him as well.
Yes.
But mostly I'm being honest that I'm thrilled he's doing it. Not only for him, because I just didn't want to hear. I didn't want to hear people blaming Taylor for him to retiring.
No, like, totally. I agree with that.
I had a pit in my stomach over that. I was like, oh, my fucking God. We're going to have to, like, hear these people talk shit about our role, and I was like not prepared. So while I'm so thrilled for Travis, I'm equally selfishly thrilled for Taylor.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm equally selfishly thrilled for us.
Oh yeah, hell
because
yeah.
We get one more season of Waggler, which is so exciting.
One more
season of fun outfits, cute pictures, fun tailgates, whatever it is. All the whole fam getting together. So
and it's also fun. It's kind of like a revenge tour a little bit.
Totally.
Because of how bad the Super Bowl was.
Totally.
And so when Travis was discussing this, he is in much higher spirits now. He's very excited going into the new season and committing and all that. And he's pumped up. He told Pat McAfee. I think Pat McAfee kind of broke it.
Yeah, he broke the news.
He broke the news via like a text.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like a silly text of like, you know, what's up, bro? Like, of course, I would be on the team. Like, can't go out like that, whatever. So I kind of love the idea that it's his 13th year. It's a little bit of a revenge tour right on the heels of Reputation Taylor's Version. Just saying.
No,
clown,
totally.
Clown, stand up.
I mean, yeah, it's a little too, like, perfect serendipitous to pass up on the opportunity.
And it is.
Yeah, I mean, either way, obviously we would have been supportive even if he retired. Like, I totally would have gotten that, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just feel like Travis and Jason, like, they both just have that, like, gene, that competitive gene where it's just, like, you can't go down without a fight. You know what I mean?
They're very dedicated to their
craft. Yes.
And I respect the shit out of that.
Yeah,
and
me
so,
too.
So yes, major congratulations to Travis. You know who I bet is thrilled about this? Two people I bet are thrilled about this. One, Roger Goodell.
Totally.
And two, Andy Reid.
Oh, I was going to say three, Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Of course, Pat Mahomes.
But no, totally Andy for sure.
You know what I mean?
Andy, like, Pat, yeah. I mean, and I'm sure the whole
the
Chiefs organization. Like,
totally.
I can't even imagine how, like, distraught it would feel not having him in the locker room. You know, such a big presence. He's a huge leader. He's one of the best players on the team, best players in the league. So to lose that, it's a big locker room kill for sure. So I'm sure everybody's partying it up, hype as hell. He's got a whole summer, spring, summer to get back into that grind.
To get it popping. Oh, also, there were reports that he may or may not have been sick leading up to the Super Bowl.
I saw that as well. A little bit of a cold, perhaps, I saw that.
Which would explain the poor playing.
Yeah, okay,
in the game.
Travis.
It's like, well, you had a sniffles. So.
You had the sniffles. That's why you couldn't make a block.
Listen, I would say that too. I would be like, I had the sniffles, yeah, y'all. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I lost the Super Bowl. I had the sniffles.
Guys, I was sick. My tummy really hurt. Yeah. You guys don't get it, okay?
I don't get it. That's for real, funny, though. But that is, I'm really, really pumped up just in general. I think it's cool. And it is. It is exciting, you know, on a Swifty front, the 13th year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got, you know, 87-13. Like, I don't know. It's just. It
everything
feels
always
good.
Tries to or everything always comes up 13. It always comes up like 22, 13, whatever. Like the Chiefs, yep, scored 22 points in the Super Bowl. It's always something.
That was so crazy, the 22. So crazy. I forgot about that.
So it's just, yeah, I just feel like it's too soon. I don't know, too soon, because I feel like if he did retire, it wouldn't have been too soon. I feel like it would have made sense.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I don't blame him for wanting to give it one more shot. Put your all in it and see what happens.
Put your whole body into it.
Yeah.
He said something along the lines of like, yeah, I just need to get back into, you know, I'll get back into the best shape I've ever been and whatever. And
I'm sure Taylor's like, okay.
Yeah, right? She's like, sure. Yeah. Sure, babe. Yeah. He's doing, imagine this season, Travis is just on that like Eras Tour workout plan. Like,
right.
She's
singing.
You know, run for 3 hours on the treadmill while singing and like all that other.
No, but then he
shit.
Would become like a skinny legend.
That's so true.
He needs
need
to bulk
to be bulked
up.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So maybe he sings, walks on the treadmill, and punches a punching bag.
Exactly. And lifts weights at the same
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He grows
an
extra set of arms to do all
there
these
you go.
Things at once. So yeah, very exciting, very fun. Good news for everyone all around. We're pumped up for Travis.
Yeah, very
so
pumped up.
Congratulations.
Even
to
as
Travis.
An Eagles fan, I'm very happy for Travis
well,
and the Chiefs.
Well, I mean, if you want to, you know, does it means more if you beat the best, you know what I mean? It's
totally.
Like you don't want to beat a half squad.
Yeah,
you know?
That's I remember like
you're only the best if you beat the best.
Yeah.
That's what they
I say. Remember like Travis or somebody was like given them or like oh it was Jason giving Travis shit for like the Bengals losing and Travis like got pissed and was like we wanted to play them like we want to play the best teams whatever
right.
Remember
I forgot about that so
they just have that mentality like that grind mentality
that's good shit
that I just don't
we
have
we gotta get that
no like how do I need to like start eating like steak and like watching Joe Rogan or something like
100%.
How do I get that grind set mentality
it's so few things like galvanize me or what's the word
like rally you?
Yeah, yeah. Radicalize. So few things radicalize me in the way that I like get up and get my ass out of bed and get that shit done. Like,
yeah.
There's so few things that make that happen for me. And I feel like everything happens for Travis and Jason. They just like all they have to do is think about it and that, you know, and they just win.
Yeah.
They just win. They're dedicated. They do well. And that's, you know, tip of the cap. Donna Kelsey, Ed Kelsey.
Yeah.
For
tip
raising,
of the cap.
Raising dedicated boys. But so yeah, very exciting.
Yes.
Also, totally random, but I just remembered it.
Oh.
Kylie Kelsey interviewed Chelsea Handler on
her
podcast.
Really?
I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I saw clips, and they have a really funny dynamic, and I just
say
that out loud.
I have always been so obsessed with Chelsea Handler.
I love her.
She was
the greatest. Like, she had a show on E! So many years ago, like when I was in high school, called Chelsea Lately.
Yeah, and Chelsea
like,
Lately
yeah,
was
like
was so funny.
11 p.m. show. And
so
she'd
problematic.
Have like a cast up, so problematic. But it was so funny. Like,
yeah.
It was like a good joke. You know, it was clearly a joke show. Like we knew it was jokes. Chelsea's attitude is so
her
funny.
And
she would shit on everyone.
Yeah.
And then she'd have like a panel of her like bestie comedians.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Like, I remember reading like one of her like books. She has so many different types of books.
She has really good books.
And it was so.
Are you there, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea, probably?
I think it was that one or the one about
the
like
one
her trip to
that?
Africa, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't
remember.
It's
That's
so,
a really good one
so funny. And yeah, Chelsea Lately.
She have another one coming out. Is that what she's doing a press tour?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And her and. She always gave me like Joan Rivers vibes.
Big time.
And I always miss that like brutal honesty.
I miss it too so much. I think that I wish I was that. Like I think that sometimes I'm like, oh, a brutal honest, like maybe people will think that about me. Like hopefully one day people say I'm like Joan Rivers or Chelsea Handler.
I think so.
They could say it about you too if you want to be as brutal as me.
Sometimes it depends. Like sometimes I'm like like depending about the issue. Like sometimes I just don't care enough.
Totally.
Like, I feel like Joan Rivers, she just hated everything and everyone.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
But,
no, I love that too.
She's just the best.
There was like a compilation, like TikTok, of like Joan Rivers' craziest like one-liners. Mm-hmm. I was literally like gasping at my phone.
No,
like,
she's hilarious. Like, her book is, there's like a, the like memoir book of hers is really good. I have it, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's like a Joan Rivers like book or something.
I'll have to
and
read
I gotta look at the. I'll put it on my Instagram story, but Anyway, yeah, that was just a random thing I didn't want to forget. Probably a really good interview. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but Kyle,
yeah, I'll have
Chelsea
to listen
Handler.
Too.
The Oscars were on.
Yes,
Oscars.
What
did
you think?
Want to talk about our weekends first?
Oh sure. Oh yeah,
I
sure.
About that. How was the party?
Oh my god, it was so.
I was so
fun.
Jealous of the caviar and champagne.
Yes, the caviar and champagne went out without a hitch. Shout out to TJ. He was the bartender slash server, so he really slayed.
Oh yeah, we didn't even get to talk about our dinner either. Right before.
Oh my god!
Dinner was at that place.
Yeah, that was
Steakhouse.
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. It was so fucking good. I'm
so good. Yeah,
those mashed potatoes. Holy shit!
The mashed potatoes were insane. Vinyl Steakhouse
insane.
In Union Square, and then they let me pick out like they have like over 3,000 vinyls. Mm-hmm. They let me pick out one. Kelly came in clutch with the Harry Styles recommendation because they didn't have any Taylor.
No Taylor, which...
No Beyonce.
At first, I mean, we almost stood up and left. And we said, wow, fuck this place. Flipped the table and left. And then we said, you know what? Let's put on Harry's house.
Yeah, you know what? What's second best or 1B, should I say? Mm-hmm. Harry Styles. So that was great.
It was a good vibe, too.
Yeah, Harry's
when
house.
They started playing music for a sushi restaurant. Like, just like, the vibe got going.
So
really good.
Great
good
food, good drinks, mm-hmm. good vibes. Yeah, and then
fun with friends.
Friday, my friends from home came, or sorry, my friends from school came up from DC. So that was fun.
Love that.
Me and TJ went to Lore Fish Bar.
Love Lore Fish Bar.
Which is
delicious.
Taylor also likes that spot. She's been there
oh,
before.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Remember she went there and like people like tried to like take a picture of her receipt or something
I forgot
crazy?
About that. Right.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. It was
they're
like
she got like the Hellfire roll.
Yeah,
and we're like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's very cool restaurant. It like looks
totally
like
totally forgot about that.
It looks like you're in like the under part of a boat, like the bow of a boat. So it's very cool.
Yeah. Delicious food.
Delicious food. And then Saturday I had a big party at Galway Hooker in the city.
Galway Hooker's such a fun bar.
It was fun, but I had one issue with like these boys that I went to high school with. It's just
did they
like
show up?
Yeah.
Like, were they invited?
So it was like a very strict 40 people. Like they were like 40 people, like whatever. They kept reiterating in the email. So I was like, okay, it seems like they're going to be strict.
Right.
So I. Because like,
were you in like that upstairs back room or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had to like, you know, obviously I had like my main squad, but there's like some people kinda, I had to like pick out because, you know, I don't have 40 close friends.
Yeah.
So I picked like two of these boys that I like in the grade above me. I went to high school with them, whatever. They're like one of the first people to show up. I only invited two of them. Like, seven people show up. And I'm like, no. Like,
no.
I told you guys,
like
you can't come,
fucking,
whatever.
Yeah, you can't bring 50 people.
So I already
you.
Look like a bitch, like, whatever. One of the boys is another person I went to high school with.
Oh, no.
So then I kick him out. I'm like, okay, whatever. That was so annoying. Mm-hmm. The night goes on. I see him back in the room.
He snuck back
he
in the party?
He tried to sneak without me noticing. And I went up to him and I was like, literally, in what world do you think that you could just sneak by me, whatever? Then he goes, JB said I could.
Oh,
and
no.
And that triggered me so hard because.
No. Did JB say he could?
No.
Okay. I was my, like,
but
pray
also,
for JB.
But my whole life, like, having parties at my house, whatever, like, these boys would show up, like, uninvited, like, 20
of
them.
Are they JB's age?
They're in between our grades.
Got it. Okay.
Like punching holes in my wall, like
so
being a nuisance,
dumb.
Whatever. Like
sorry,
finally, like I'm
so
I'm
right
close
now.
Friends with some of them now.
Yeah, yeah.
But like they gave me such hell in high school.
Yeah.
So then, and then every excuse would be like, oh, JB said I could, because JB was like the cool older brother
right,
that like didn't give a fuck,
up, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So for
annoying.
Him to be like, JB said I could, I freaked the fuck out.
I probably would too.
I was like, this isn't fucking high school. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, this is my birthday. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what world you're living in. So that kind of just pissed me off. And then I got so drunk after that. I blacked out really hard.
I mean, of course, as you do on your B-Day, at your B-Day celebration. You could, first of all, on your birthday, you can do whatever you want. You can black out if you want. You can cry if you want. You can get mad if you want. You can
thank
get
you.
People out of your fucking party if you
yeah.
want. And it's rude. It's rude to show up to, I will say this, like, across the board, doesn't matter the situation, never show up to a party uninvited. It's
just
so,
so
weird.
Rude.
So rude, so weird. Especially, like, even don't, like, necessarily ask. Like, I would never ask. Be like, hey, I'm with five friends and I know you only invited two of us, but can I bring the rest of them?
Yeah,
it's like, no,
I was already dealing with people texting me being like, oh hey Gia, happy birthday, like can I come tonight? Like, no, Fuck
like,
you.
First of all, I know this is the most exclusive.
My birthday
event
was on Wednesday.
Right now, yeah, I know. Right, I know this is the most exclusive event in New York City at the moment. But like, you're really assaulting the situation. And again, right, like the issue with that is not that you don't want people at your party. It's that you're in a specific room that only allows a certain amount of people.
And I'm trying to be
over,
like, respectful.
The bar will kick you out. Like, they'll shut the party down and kick everybody out. Like that is something that bars will do, especially in New York. Like they don't, you know. There's too many people for shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, go downstairs, and if you want to be in the bar, be downstairs. Like, go
right.
Go wait at the bar downstairs. Like, sorry, you can't be in the upstairs. But that's it.
I hate it. I hate feeling like the bitch in the situation with like a guy when you know you're right.
For sure.
But, like,
oh,
you
I wish
still,
I was there.
Like,
I would have taken
rude.
Over that bitch out for you. I would have been like, hold my, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on, G. Go ahead.
Hold my vodka
I'll
soda.
I'll take care of this.
Yeah, TJ was like standing behind me, like. She said
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Get him, girl.
Yeah,
like Jason when Kylie was bitching at
no, exactly.
Alcohol on your breath, you're embarrassing yourself.
Exactly. But besides that, it was very, very, very fun. Lots of shots, lots of Pink Whitney.
Love it. Love
it. It was fun.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm happy to hear. I'm happy that it mostly went off without a hitch. I'm still dead to the world from Rhea's bachelorette party.
Yep.
Which was
so amazing.
It was a blast. It was really fun. It was like
extravaganza.
It was quite the extravaganza. Yeah. The decorations were
The decorations
were
insane.
It seemed so like it was amazing, obviously, but the decorations were just like she used this company. This like it was like Scottsdale Bachelorette or something. It's like just the name of the company. And
one thing about Scottsdale is they know a bachelorette.
I'll tell you something. I've never been to Scottsdale before. That was baby's first trip. Mm. And
you
it's
like
true.
It?
Like, it is, it's bachelorette capital. Of the, even more than Nashville right now. Like, every foot there was another bachelor or bachelorette party. There was, like, decorations, brides everywhere, the club, every table had a different party at it. Like, it was the whole thing. And undecided on if I like it or not.
I wonder what made Scottsdale, like.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
The like, strip. Where like all the bars are and stuff. We honestly only went to the one place, so I really didn't get to like go around and see. We were there at night, so I didn't get to see like everything during the day.
Yeah,
it was almost like a mix between like Nashville, Vegas, and like I don't know, some like a random town that has like all the fast food spots in one on one street. You know, like it was kind of like that. I can't decide how to explain it, but it was very fun and the people were nice and And that's, I think, all that really matters. Mm. Like, generally, the people of Scottsdale are very nice.
Yeah.
So, even if they're...
That checks out. I was like, how could you not be nice? You live in, like, paradise, basically.
I know, for real. And, yeah, the weather was perfect the whole time.
Yeah.
Only other complaint, though, it's very dry. I know it's literally the desert, but I just wasn't... I don't know. I wasn't prepared for the dryness. And so, I had a little bit of a headache most of the time because of the dryness. I had to do a little up my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair felt a little dry. But... No humidity.
So
I got to let my hair be curly one day.
Oh,
and it was like
cute.
Beautiful. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So that was actually a very lovely surprise that I didn't consider. So, you know, a lot more pros than cons.
Yeah, totally.
But if you guys want to hear about the Bachelorette, I recapped it with Rhea and Fran on Chicks in the Office, the episode that came out yesterday. So if you want to hear the long-winded, all the drama and all the, no drama actually at all. It was just all the debauchery, I should say.
Right.
It was a really fun time and we discussed it over there. But yeah, I'm still in pain. And by pain, I just mean tired. Like,
yeah.
I was never really in pain.
I know. It's
just
like
so tired.
I slept like all day Sunday. Mm-hmm. I slept so long yesterday, like this morning. It's just crazy. I just feel like no matter how much I sleep, I can't catch up.
Yeah. That's how I feel. But I haven't been like good with the sleep. Like I got back kind of late on Sunday and then we had the Oscars, which we'll get into in a second. And then, my brother was staying at my apartment while I was gone. So he stayed an extra night and then he ended up staying again last night and we were sucked in, like I said before, with Paradise and like we like watched the whole series. And so, it's just a lot of resting, but not actually sleeping. And then today I got up a little bit early and I couldn't fall back asleep, even though I'm like overtired. It's like one of those things, you know?
Do you think this will be your last bachelorette party?
I thought about that
as an attendee, you think?
I kind of think so, yeah.
I feel like, right?
Because
all your friends are married at this point?
All my friends are married, and then the ones who aren't, I don't think would have like a bachelor or bachelorette party. Like not in the traditional way.
Yeah.
Like it would be, like because all my other... The only people that I have in my life left that aren't like married or anything are either my age or older.
Yeah.
And even me, like if I one day it's like, oops, surprise, I'm getting married. I don't think I'm having like a bachelorette party.
Right.
I don't think that is like my vibe.
Maybe,
I mean?
Like, just, like, one night with all the girls or something?
Yeah, like, well, let's all go out to the club. Or, like, a chill week. Let's all go out
to, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I don't even know.
I always think about it,
I've thought about it too much. Like, I've thought about it before, being like, would I like this? And I am weird about attention in that way. Like,
yeah.
You'd think, like, oh, she loves attention. She has a podcast. But it's like, I don't love being, like, I'd much rather celebrate other people. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel awkward when other people celebrate me because I feel like, oh, fuck, all these people have to be here. Like, they'd rather be doing other things. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, or, oh, they're trying to, like, make sure I'm having a good time. I feel bad that they're going out of their way. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, I get that.
So I'd rather just, like,
I'm, like, the complete opposite. I love my birthday. Like, I love, like, yeah. I like it because I like, like, the reminder that a lot of people care about me.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I do feel like,
I'm like, oh no, my existence is a burden. Like, that's
no,
like,
I get that. Like, I can never get past that. But also, my friends kind of, like, reassure me. Like, they're like, 2 months ago, they're like, oh, gee, are you having a party this year? Like, we need something to look forward to. You know what I mean?
The same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But they, like, and they're so good about it. Like, I just
but
don't.
I know. I totally get what you mean.
The other for me. Yeah.
Like, I definitely, it's going and like, going out and, like, making them, like, come to the apartment and, like, doing all these things. And my friend made a cake. And I'm like, oh, my God, you did not have to make me a cake. Like,
no,
stuff
so
like that
nice.
Is so nice. So it does make me feel like, but then it's like, they did it because they, like, I didn't ask them to do this.
No, of course.
You know?
And it's like, when I get on a plane and travel for someone's bachelorette, I'm not thinking like, oh, I got to do this for this fucking bit. Like, I'm thinking,
yeah.
I can't wait to have fun and celebrate my friend. And I know that people think the same, but it's just, I don't know. It's like a weird hang up.
Yeah.
But,
I like that they did like the meetup at the end. That
was
cute.
That was so fucking fun. Yeah. Like and again, maybe it was extra fun because I like knew half the bachelor party, you know, like obviously it was all of our work friends, but I just, like, I've never had that at a bachelorette party. It's always been, like, girl, you know, like, girl time, whatever, which we had so much girl time. Mm-hmm. Like, it really was, like straight, you know, we're watching movies. Even the first couple days, like, or the first day we were there, we didn't really drink a ton.
Yeah.
Like, I had a couple drinks, obviously, you know me. But it wasn't, like, a rager. Like, when I go on a bachelorette party, it's, like, the minute you get there, you're ripping shots until the minute you leave.
Yeah.
And it's, like, always aggressive. And
I definitely can't do
drugs,
that.
Drugs, whatever. Like, yeah, it's, like, I can't live like that anymore.
Yeah.
I've got, like, one or two good days in me.
Yeah.
And I lose my voice so fast now. Like, it's been 2 days, and I'm still not really all the way back. And I just, like, the way that it was set up and the way that it, like, ramped up to Saturday, I think was perfect. Sunday I was hurting. I had to drink a ginger ale and deep breathe and, like, you know, hands on hips and, like, do one of those, walk around for a while.
Yeah.
But then I was fine. Didn't puke at all weekend. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's huge.
Shocking, I know. So, yeah. And at first I was like, damn, did I even party? But, yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah.
I was taking shots of, like, crazy and all this stuff. So having a really good time.
That's
but
fun.
Yeah, I do think it might be. It might have been my last one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Who knows, though? You never know. They sneak up on you.
They sneak up on you. I know.
People like to invite me to these things because they know that I'll get crunk and cause a scene.
You're a good time.
And so
you're
a party. I do like to go for that. But yeah, who knows?
Well, actually, no, because you'll come to mine.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, true. And I will turn up. And I will turn up. Like, I don't care
I'll
how
be like
I don't care 40, how long that is.
Yeah, like,
no. No, I'll show up. I'll come on, like, I'll be like a special surprise guest. And, like, I'll show up for, like, one night and one night only. I'll do the super trooper, like, I'll do the Mamma Mia
performance. Oh, my God,
performance.
That would be
amazing. Okay, cool. I'm already planning. Perfect.
Yes.
Doesn't matter when it is.
You and Fran.
Me and Fran and Maria. We'll show up.
That'd be so funny.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, okay. So, yeah, yours will be my last one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, weird to think about that, actually.
That is crazy.
But I did think about it, so it's funny that you brought it up. Gia, I have been, speaking of financially insecure and financially irresponsible, I have certainly been financially irresponsible lately. I have been just acting like I'm, you know, a royal princess with unlimited money and just planning trips and buying clothes and doing this and doing that. And I think I'm going to have to win the lottery.
Yeah.
To keep up.
It seems
really
like these days.
All I can do at this point is win the lottery.
Yep.
And thankfully, we have a new bestie on the pod. Ding, ding, ding. Jack Pocket.
Woo!
Here, another lottery app to help us place our, what would you technically call these?
Play the lottery numbers.
You could play lucky numbers. You could play 13, 87,
22.
22.
Yep.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And Jack Pocket is here to help us with that.
You know that excited, jittery feeling when Taylor's releasing a new album? Well, you get that same feeling when you wait to see if you won the lottery.
Ooh.
So download the Jack Pocket app, pick your lottery numbers, and enter code Taylor at checkout for your first ticket free. That's code Taylor on the Jack Pocket app.
Very excited. It made everybody really excited for the wedding. So
yeah, I'm so excited. Oh my god,
it's gonna be so fun. Her friends are great. Like, she's got good friends.
Nice.
And Matt's got good friends. Yeah. It's just like, you know, it's really good vibes. I think, you know, we're gonna break it the fuck down.
I'm so excited.
For that. Good food. Like,
yeah, I know. And I got a plus one, so I can bring TJ.
It's perfect.
So exciting.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We love that. And so yeah, it's gonna be a rager.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very pumped up.
Woohoo!
Woo woo woo. But yeah. Anyway, so then I was on my plane home, and I almost changed my flight because when originally booking it, I kind of forgot about the Oscars being on. But then I was like, oh, I'll make it home in time. Like, my plane lands at like 7:15 or something, and, you know, I'll make it just in time for the curtains.
Yeah.
Started at 7.
I know. Francesca got home at like 6:58, and she was like, oh, like, but I was like, we gotta turn it on.
Shit's
like,
on.
It's usually on at 8.
I know. Yeah. Which is why I was really upset. So I landed, and then it was already starting. So I was watching the whole car ride back from JFK. I had to watch watch clips. And so, you know, I wish I was watching it live at that point. But then when I got home, my brother had it all prepped ready for me.
Oh, nice.
So I just sat right down, got right into it. And a few exciting things at the Oscars. Obviously, all the, you know, the winners, losers, sad for Timmy, happy for Mikey.
Yeah.
Happy for most, you know, obviously.
I hate Adrian Brody.
I am over him.
I'm so over him.
I hated his speech.
He can literally fuck off.
No, I hated his speech. And you know what sucks is that there were, like, the second half of his speech where he was talking about, like, you know, like anti-Semitism.
Of course.
Like that. Yes, that was good. Okay, that was fine.
But then the first half.
But then the first
before
half.
Before you go over and then make this whole scene, I've been here before.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
Please, like, don't do it. I'll wrap it up soon.
How
I've been
rude.
Here before. What the fuck?
He's like,
bro?
I have more to say. And then they turn the music off. He's like, like.
Longest speech in history,
crazy.
5 minutes and 40 seconds. Longest Oscar speech in history, 5 minutes and 40 seconds. And the first 4.5 minutes was just me, self-indulgence.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Listen, I understand. It's a big deal to be able to win an Oscar in like 2002 and then win another one in 2025.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I understand that he worked his ass off for that movie, even though they AI'd his voice a little bit. Like, I, you know, there's still shit, like, whatever. Yes. Congratulations on your win.
Yeah, sure.
But to suddenly abandon every shred of humility just so you can go on some
rant
that
was
about
so
how,
weird,
like, you deserve
well,
this.
Well, he supports Roman Polanski and his wife.
I do fucking hate that.
His
hate
wife
that
was married to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, Adrian Brody, you may be a piece of shit.
Hate that. Yeah. Harvey Weinstein piped up out of somewhere being like, he's just happy his kids are okay. And
shut
I was
up.
Like, I mean,
I thought he was like
I
dying.
I thought he was dead too.
Yeah.
But he's not. But whatever. So I did not know that Adrian Brody was like stepdad to Harvey Weinstein's
I
kids.
Did not know
like,
that either. I know.
That was a new thing I learned.
Yeah, Francesca pointed that out when we were watching, and I was like, oh, also, he's a Roman Polanski supporter, so that's so funny. Of course he married Harvey Weinstein's wife.
I know. Isn't that like Carolina Herrera? Not her.
Who?
Isn't it? Not Carolina Herrera, but Carolina Herrera would always, I'm conflating, sorry. Please remember that I'm like half asleep. Carolina Herrera, for a while, her, she would like dress. She was like Harvey Weinstein's, like, I don't know, stylist, like friends, like.
Oh,
her,
I don't know.
Or they helped her. They helped her start her business. I forget. Hold on. Maybe it's not Carolina Herrera. Yeah, no, it is her because Herrera. Hold on. I swear. I don't want to make this sounds dumb. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Wait, Harvey Weinstein wife. Weinstein wife. Georgina Chapman. And I think
yeah, it's Georgina Chapman.
She like, she's a fashion designer. And wait.
Yeah.
What is her? And
they're
what is
both fashion designers.
Marquesa. Sorry, Marquesa. Apologies to Carolina Herrera. It's Marquesa, which is.
No, but this says. Carolina Herrera and Georgina Chapman are both fashion designers who have appeared together in videos and interviews about fashion and style.
No, they are, but the label that Georgina co-founded is Marquesa.
Marquesa.
So, and she's married to Harvey Weinstein. So when all that, before she like divorced him, before all that shit was going down, it was like every single actress on the carpet was
wearing
Marquesa,
yeah,
because of it. And so the fact that she only just divorced him in 2021 is fucking crazy. So like, I don't know if I have any respect for Georgina Chapman.
No.
I understand maybe.
No, he like threw her his gum. Like it was like, just so weird.
No, everything about everything was weird. And
yeah.
I just don't like it. So I don't know.
That it
I
gave
I
me
it.
Like creepy Hollywood. Yeah, like, why are we letting these people?
I was upset. And and the messaging behind it, the messaging behind the movie and the messaging behind, like,
it all gets erased.
It all got erased by how he acted. And, you know, you think about the other people that were nominated in that category. Obviously, Timothée Chalamet, who, you know, I worry that they're going to Leo him and not give him an Oscar for a long time. I fear
that may be.
Because he's played enough role. Every role he's played, he deserves an Oscar for. So it's just kind of crazy.
I really wanted Colman Domingo.
Colman Domingo is a wonderful actor.
Yeah.
Wonderful actor.
Amazing.
Colman, and then...
Even Ralph Fiennes, I would have loved
Fiennes
too.
Ralph Fiennes would have been obsessed with. Yeah, Conclave. Oh, which, by the way...
Conclave's so good.
Remind me to go back to that. And I'll say this, even Sebastian Stan. I was reading about him. I have not seen The Apprentice yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
But everybody was saying that it is worth the watch, and that he himself, like, it was hard for him because he doesn't like Trump himself.
Yeah.
And he was like, I got this role, and I had to listen to hours and hours of him. Mm. I had to, like, become that and, like, listen to everybody talk shit about me for taking this role and doing this and doing that. And the fact he was nominated for an Oscar at all tells me that, like, the performance is worth seeing.
Yeah.
And I do love him.
I love
and
him.
There was always going to be somebody that played Trump. And I don't necessarily think that it's, like, a pro-Trump movie. It doesn't sound like it was at all.
No.
So I do feel bad for him, too. But apparently he put his heart and fucking soul into it, too. Yeah. Everybody tried so hard.
I'm forgetting his name. Kendall Roy.
Jeremy Strong.
Jeremy Strong. Mm-hmm. Apparently his, like, portrayal of Roy Cohen is, like, unbelievable.
Yes,
where, like, it kind of has you, like, feeling bad for him in the end.
For sure, which I completely understand. And, yeah, so I got to download.
I want to watch that movie. Yeah, there's... I've only seen, like, Flo, Wild Robot, mm-hmm. Conclave. Mm-hmm.
Anora.
Mm-hmm. And that's, like, literally it, I think.
I saw a lot less than I thought, too. I realized I didn't watch A Complete Unknown, even though I downloaded
it. No, I didn't see A Complete Unknown either.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But that was because I had
champagne. See, I really don't think Timothée Chalamet should have won. I mean, I didn't see Complete Unknown, but,
I just don't know Bob Dylan well enough to know if he, like... I believe he did an amazing job because everybody said he did.
Yeah.
And... It was the whole story behind it, where it was like, it's 5 years of my life, and he studied
this
guy.
Yeah, that's so true, honestly.
Bob
yeah,
Dylan
that's
himself
actually so
is
true.
Like, kind of an anomaly. Like, he doesn't, you know, he's kind of a recluse, like, whatever.
And they made him go on, like, that huge press tour, too. Yeah. Like,
he feels good about it, though, Timothy. He was doing, I read his, or I was watching him do an interview with, I think, Amelia de Mildenberg, and he said something along the lines of, like, if this already feels like a victory, like, even being in the conversation is, like, a victory. But that's still nice. Feel bad. I don't know. I just want him to win so bad.
I just love him so much.
Someone said that he should have been, I think it may have been Robbie Fox, who said that he should have been nominated for Dune 2.
1,000%. Yeah.
So his acting in Dune 2 is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, he, as Lisan Al-Ghaib.
Yeah.
I might download that. I keep
Paul
I
Atreides.
Download so many movies for the plane, which brings me to my next point. I leave for Italy tomorrow night.
So exciting.
And I'm very excited for that. But at the tail end of my trip, I'll have a weekend. And instead of just, like, coming home on the weekend, I decided to go to Rome for a couple of days.
Mm.
And that's why I'm bringing up Conclave, because
knocking
on heaven's door is
the Vatican City.
Is the Pope.
Yeah.
I'm not wishing for Il Papa to pass away.
Yeah,
but
of course.
But if it were to happen while I was there,
that would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That would be freaking
and
crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I would take a selfie with the smoke. And I'm just saying that right now. I'm just saying that right now.
Well,
I don't know,
did you watch Conclave?
So no,
it took them.
I didn't. And that's why, but I need to watch it because now I'm going to Rome for a couple days. And I'm very interested in that. I'm
it's
really
interesting,
excited.
Yeah.
Please give me any recommendations for, like, historical stuff, or, like, besides the regular, like, museums and whatever. Like, if you've seen something, like, off the beaten path in Rome that is, like,
you should ask my brother.
Worth it. You know why I decided to go is because I was talking to Fran and Joe.
Oh, nice.
They like, convinced me to go. And they said to text Jamie as well. So I got to text him. But
he'll give you all the great recommendations.
Sure. But if anybody has, like, a, you know, like, something that's like, oh, Kelly, you'd love this. Mm. Go ahead and send me a little DM. But
So
Conclave. Well, I know that here's the thing. They do two smokes, though. They do black smoke and then white smoke when they got the new pope. So
I thought it was red. I thought it was white when they couldn't decide, and then red when they did decide.
White is new pope, I thought.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, white is new pope.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Black is when the pope has died, I think. Because I've seen a pope. I've seen this happen.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Why did I think it was red?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. White smoke rising from the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
New pope.
New pope. But am I right about the black smoke?
And let me see.
Someone mentioned that offhandedly, and I feel
like
I
no pope has been elected.
Oh, wait, but does...
That's black smoke, is no pope has been elected.
Right, so it will keep going until
it's white.
So that's what I'm saying. happen. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that'd be a crazy thing. Like, if I'm low-key at the Pope's funeral, could you imagine?
That'd be crazy.
I told Kevin Clancy I'll be his boots on the ground. Kevin Clancy's all over this. He's like a...
I thought he was doing better.
No, he as of Saturday, he was worsening.
Oh, no.
Yeah, France sent a thing.
It's actually, like, pretty serious because...
No, it's really
serious. He's, like, a pretty progressive Pope.
He's a very progressive Pope, but he's cool and nice. But it seems kind of like... It seems kind of like the trend of it, though. Like, we're not going to go backwards. Like, it seems like the Pope, the next popes in line are also pretty cool.
I hope so.
I think Joey and Pat did, like, a breakdown of all the potential popes. Oh, yeah. And they all seem like pretty good guys.
Okay.
So we'll see. Who knows? But,
well, I mean, that's just exciting. If Conclave, obviously, it's, like, not a true story, but, like, if it has any truth behind, I know, like, all, like, the ceremonies and stuff and all, like, all of the traditions and stuff are true. And that's actually what happens. But, like, the drama, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it was literally like watching like Real Housewives of Vatican City.
I am so excited. I have to download the drama. And watch it on the way.
It was like drama after drama after drama.
I kept meaning to watch because I love Ralph Fiennes and I am very.
He's very good in it.
Of course he is. He's good
and
at
Stanley
he does.
Tucci, my fave.
Stanley,
I love Stanley.
I die for Stanley.
Die for him.
But I'm always very interested in like Pope stuff and like
it's very interesting because it's so like I mean they've been doing it for God knows how many freaking years, you know, like
for sure.
It's so
the tradition of it all is just interesting whether you're you know Catholic or not.
Yeah,
let's see. Oh, they have a new Pope in Serbia. I searched the Pope just now.
Huh? How do they have a second Pope?
I don't know. It says something
different.
I'm looking for a translation, but it's not happening for me. Oh. I don't even know. I think maybe it's... Oh, no, sorry. It's a joke. I'm so dumb.
Oh.
They're like in...
Oh, my God.
It's like something caught on fire or something like inside of a meeting room and everyone's like, there's a new Pope. I don't even know what that's all about. Please ignore that. Let's see. No, people are... Oh, Pope Francis 2 days ago. Let's see what he says. I would like to thank you for your prayers, which rise up from the Lord, from the hearts of so many faithful from many parts of the world. I feel all your affection and closeness, and at this particular time, I feel as if I am carried and supported by all of God's people. That was 2 days ago. NBC News was, I mean, you know, whoever's tweeting for the Pope, but because I can't, he's definitely not.
Imagine being the
tweet.
Pope's social media
so
person.
So hilarious.
You just tweet from the Pope's account.
Just like incredible. I also loved. It says, I'm joining the calls that the Pope's medical reports are TMI. They don't need to release a play-by-play of the Holy Father's care. He deserves dignity and prayers. People are upset by all of the updates. But keep them coming. Keep them coming, personally. I need to know. So that's totally separate. But Conclave must watch.
Yeah.
Really, though, the exciting part, we'll get back to Taylor stuff now. The exciting parts about the Oscars for me personally were the fact that so many of her dancers.
So many dancers.
Were there.
I know. So exciting.
And of course, Storm, the motherfucking show. Yawn.
Yeah.
First of all, Dancing with Margaret. Margaret so cute. Qualley did a little, they did like a James Bond, like a
tribute. Yeah.
Which I found out, you know why they did that?
No.
Because Disney sold the rights to James Bond to Amazon. So Amazon's about to start up like another 007 like franchise.
Oh, really?
And Amazon like paid for half the Oscars. Like it's Disney because it's ABC. But then also Amazon was like heavily involved. So they did this. It was basically like a passing of the torch.
Oh,
for,
yeah. That makes sense. You know, and that makes sense as to why Lisa was a part of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lisa's a part of it. And then.
You know that she dates like the head guy of LVMH, like Louis Vuitton,
yes,
Moet
Hennessy. Know that. And everyone is always saying that she only gets jobs because of that. And here's what I have to say about that. LVMH is a fashion brand. And so if it's outside.
Yeah, but they
of the,
own everything.
They own a lot of things. But in media necessarily, maybe he has friends. I'm watching Lisa in White Lotus and she's great.
I think she's
so
great in White Lotus.
Like,
yeah.
Leave her alone. Like,
I have no issue with her being in
singer.
White Lotus.
Also, she's on the.
She did lip sync though.
She lip synced for
which was so lame.
The
I thought.
Oscars, which was lame.
Yeah,
but I mean, she did like a performance with a lot of movement, and I feel like if you do a performance with a lot of movement, they always have you lip sync so your mic doesn't get fucked up from all the movement. So whatever, I'm not gonna judge so hard.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that Lisa got that job because of who her boyfriend is. I think that she, over time, maybe in part thanks to her boyfriend, has met the right people to be in the conversations. But let's not forget, she's a member of the most famous
female
Blackpink, K-pop
yeah.
band in the world.
Yeah.
And she's extremely relevant in White Lotus right now. So yeah. why, she's not a nobody.
No,
and,
definitely not.
And they had her do it. She's, she, they want, I mean,
I think she's really good in White Lotus too.
She's great in White Lotus. But the thing is, like, they want younger audiences. They want people, like, maybe people that wouldn't necessarily watch the Oscars, watching the Oscars. So
yeah.
To throw someone like Lisa in there, and they had Ray singing.
I was going
to
say, I feel like Ray and Doja Cat, like, they all kind of, like, are in the, that, like, new Gen Z, yes. like, women
all,
pop.
Exactly. Yeah. They all kind of, they all mesh together. And I thought it was a fantastic performance. But
yeah,
started off was Margaret Qualley doing a little like Bond girl dance, and she started off like Sue, you know, from The Substance, and like had like the face, she's close to the camera, she's just so beautiful.
She's,
it's
so
like,
beautiful.
Sick.
It's like, actually insane. Like, it was a kind of like a jump scare, Margaret Qualley, like beauty. You're like,
I know.
Oh my
I was
gosh.
Like, wow, what am I like, what is this? And
then
she did that, slayed that dance.
Slayed, and then I didn't realize she was such a good dancer. But yeah, in The Substance, she's like a dancer, right?
Yes.
So she
right. She had to
Be like a acrobatic,
aerobics,
whatever.
Yeah.
But she looked great. Mm-hmm. And very happy for Jan, happy for everybody. It was like
Jan was involved in all of them.
It was so many of them.
I think they all were. Yeah, Jan actually posted an Instagram of the whole thing, of all the dancers that were there. So it was, there he is with Margaret. Then he was also in Conan's opening number. He was in Lisa's number. Wait, how about this photo of him with the Oscar?
He literally
looks like the Oscar. It's crazy.
That's funny.
So then, and then he walked the red carpet. They were in the Queen Latifah, the, what was this? What was this tribute? I actually don't even know.
What?
With Queen Latifah.
Oh, it was like for The Wiz.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Yeah.
And so they were all in there.
Yeah, Jan, Sam Sidney, Tori, and Taylor Banks.
Yeah, wait, where's the picture of them all? Oh, no, it was, and also Raphael was there, Taylor Banks, Sidney Moss, Sam, and Tori Evans.
Nice.
And they were all Eras Tour dancers, and they were all there doing various things.
That's so exciting.
So very, very pumped up. Love seeing everybody.
They are booked
employed.
And busy.
They are booked and busy. And
big
I'm
time.
Thrilled about it.
Yeah, me too.
So happy to hear that. Because it's just important.
Well, I mean, like, think about it. Like, the Eras Tour is, like, the most, like, obviously the biggest tour in the world, most, elite tour, whatever. Like, those are the most elite dancers, probably. I mean, they have to dance for 3 hours.
Absolutely.
Like, those are, like, the pick of the litter.
They're the most professional
right
now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They've got the best resume at the moment.
Yes,
Everybody knows. Everybody knows what the Eras Tour was like, and they've, you know, hopefully they can get any job
that
they want.
Yeah, it's like, of course they would want an Eras Tour dancer. Like, it's like, not only are you talented, but like that grind,
the grind mentality
that we always talk about.
And
yeah.
And also, people respect that Taylor, like who Taylor selects.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like, oh, well, if Taylor Swift vouches for you and has you on the tour with her, then clearly you know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So, very happy for them and just love Jan getting FaceTime.
Yeah.
Love it. And then remember, we had Cam having all that FaceTime during the Grammys.
Yeah.
So everybody's booked and
Everyone's booked and busy.
Thrilled about it. Let's see. Should we get into online drama?
Yeah, let's
do it.
Sorry. Oh,
last thing about the Oscars.
Oh.
Don't want to bring them up, but have to bring them up. Joe.
Oh.
Joe was a part of a presenting
group.
Yeah,
he looked cute.
He looked adorable.
Yeah.
Honestly, he looked great. He read well.
Did you say that he would throw his hat in the ring to be James Bond?
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Like, he said that?
Maybe James Bond.
Oh, would you? Oh, really, Joe? You'll give it a try? You'll consider it? Please.
He'd be an awful pick.
I don't know. I don't know if he'd be good or not. Because I'll be honest, like, I just almost hit myself in the face. I don't think conversations with friends is his best like thing on his resume.
Yeah.
I think if you've seen the movie The Favorite,
he's good in The Favorite. He's
really
funny,
good in The Favorite, and he's funny. And I think that he has more personality than they're like letting him have in other shows and movies and stuff.
He's just so boring in every interview he does.
I know. So I don't know.
They're
what
like,
it is.
Oh, would you want to be James Bond? He's like, I don't know. I think that would be great.
I think he's so, like, he doesn't know how to act.
He's just,
you know,
chill.
I mean? He's just chill. He doesn't know how to act. I think he might be a shy
guy
a little
bit.
Yeah,
he's
like,
a shy guy.
People are like, he goes to events. Clearly, he's not shy. I'm like, that doesn't mean he's not shy.
Pedro Pascal
needs to hold people's hands. He's so shy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, at on the red carpet.
It's
he's like
what
so
is
nervous.
You can't be an actor and not go to events. You got to get your name out there.
Exactly.
You got to, like, yeah.
Chill. But yeah, so, happy for him. That's fine. Just keep, you know, we've all moved on.
Yep.
And it's nice to see him.
Nice to see him slaying.
Doing okay.
Yeah.
Let's
and
see.
Just one thing, great Wicked opening. Amazing.
Oh,
Wicked
my God.
Opening.
How did we not even say that first? Yeah. Gia, I watched it like 10 times.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Tears streaming down my face.
We had Ariana come out behind a little smoke screen singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Yeah. It lifts and she does the big entrance, the big ending.
So
she
beautiful.
Floats off stage. Cynthia comes on, sings Home from the Wiz.
Yeah.
Crush that.
Crushed
and
it.
And then they come together and sing Defying Gravity.
And they sounded exactly the same as they did in the movie. It's
insane.
It was insane.
Fucking crazy.
Like, I literally have chills thinking about it.
No, same.
Yeah.
It sounded unbelievable.
Unbelievable. The way that their voices, like, mesh together is truly something incredible to witness. Because, like, it's hard to find, like, two voices that just intertwined so beautifully like that. Wow, it was truly amazing.
It was magical.
Yeah.
And when Cynthia's on the center thing and they're lifting her up and Ariana's in the background with the I hope you're happy.
That shot that the camera, the whoever chose that shot of Ariana looking at Cynthia and then like it focuses into Cynthia and then what
insane.
A beautiful
raise.
Shot that was.
Raises
yeah,
all
raise
around.
To that cameraman.
Raises all around.
Because what
to
a
those
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful performance that was.
Stunning.
Amazing.
Absolutely stunning. And Cynthia Ariana obviously, you know, sounds great, wonderful, whatever, we love it. I have to again point out that every time Cynthia, she's singing that song, she's looking in the camera, nobody, as soon as she does Nobody in All of Oz, deadpan, she's ready to sing it. The way that she sings that the big ending, barely breaking a sweat.
It's crazy.
It blows
it looks
my
so
mind.
Effortless in that big
like,
ass
barely,
dress.
She's like,
And like it literally looks like she's it's crazy.
It's just God, they're so talented.
Yeah,
I wonder what that's like. I mean, they're up there. I mean, obviously they're up there with Taylor. They're up there past Taylor in certain ways. Like it's just unbelievable. Truly. Truly unbelievable.
I knew she wasn't going to, obviously, but I was really hoping she would get the EGOT. You know, that she needs one Oscar and she gets the EGOT?
That. Yeah, I didn't realize that she
it's
was
crazy.
So close until after the fact.
It's like only like six women or something, like only like 13 people
13
or something.
People.
Yeah,
I looked it up.
So crazy.
I feel like everybody was doing that
same. I feel like hopefully maybe after
you know
Wicked
Whoopi
Part
Goldberg
2.
Has an EGOT?
What?
I know. Isn't that crazy? That's why I was looking. That's
what
I happened to be looking.
What
up.
Does she have?
My
a...
My brother said that. All early stuff. She's a Tony for... here, I'll tell you.
Whoopi
Goldberg EGOT. It's like, it's all when she was younger. She has.
Why is this so. Why can't I just find.
Her Emmy is a daytime Emmy for like a show or something. Oh, no, she's got. Wait, let's see.
Yeah, it says.
Where are her awards? Why is it so hard to find? Like,
I know.
Like, I'm like, list her, list them. And it was fine.
EGOT. She won a Grammy for Best Comedy Recording in 1985.
Yes.
She won a Tony in 2002 as a producer of the Broadway musical Thoroughly Modern Millie.
That's it. That's
she received 8 Daytime Emmy, nominations, but won 2. Oscar. And then, wait, what does it say? Oscar for. Oh, Oscar for Ghost.
Yes.
All
kind of a long time ago, but yeah, crazy stuff. But so here's what I think, and the theory is that they're saving Cynthia for Wicked Part 2.
Yeah,
which
I mean that makes more sense because Wicked Part 2 is like more alphaba based. I feel like
it is, and it's also very like dramatic. You know what I mean? Like it's
a lot more drama, a lot more intense, a
lot more intense.
Yeah,
so we still holding out,
still
hope
holding
for
out hopes for
She'll
sure. Even Ari too. Like I feel like Ari should have won.
I wish she did. I wish she did.
Yeah. Wait, who was that best supporting? I can't remember.
Zoe Saldana. By the way, Gia, I looked it up. And this is a crazy thing. Zoe Saldana is what she went by during the Avatar press tour. And I can't get over this because she like, either she was playing down her accent or she like, I don't know. But she, since doing Emilia Perez, has added a tilde to her name.
Yeah.
And now, like, does more of the accent on stage and whatever. And she's a powerful actress. And I think that she's great and, you know, good for her, whatever. But it's very strange how, I don't know. I think that's weird. That
yeah, no, I agree.
By one name and one personality for their press tour for something 20 years ago, and now she's like a completely different.
No,
like
I was kind of doing a deep dive.
I don't
like,
know why.
obviously, as like a white person, I feel like I don't really have any say.
That's
but like
I'm saying.
A lot
maybe
of people.
I sound stupid right now, but it was driving me crazy because I was like, have I been saying her name wrong and thinking differently of her my whole life? Like, what is wrong with me? I went back and I watched interviews and I looked at the tour poster and I looked at everything and like I was like, oh, okay, no.
I guess people were like, are like annoyed with her because. She like would take she played like Nina Simone and like she like would take like these roles as like you know as a black woman and then all of a sudden she was like in press and all these interviews saying that she's not black that
right.
she's
that Dominican but the people were having an issue with her I guess because she I guess Mexican people are saying they don't like Millie Burns.
Yes
and
she
said like
I'm very sorry that so many Mexicans felt offended. I don't share your opinion. To me the heart of this film was not Mexico,
which
is not exactly the best response because I'm
pretty
sure the heart of the film is Mexico.
It's supposed to be
isn't it all about Mexican people?
Yes it is. And it's so I don't really know. Again, the whole Emilia Perez thing, I don't know what the fuck is up, but people were saying that they think that like half the Academy are like friends with the people that made it or something. Mm. So that's why they think it got any awards at all.
It felt like such like Oscar bait almost, you know, like
yes and no. Like I feel like it was, but it just wasn't executed well. I don't know. I don't even know.
It does not deserve
hopefully
any.
Hopefully it falls into obscurity because, you know, whatever. But
it's a joke for it to be nominated.
I agree.
And for people to win is absolutely absurd.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Over Ariana, sad about that. And even over the other actresses
totally.
That category, like what the fuck. Selena though slayed the fucking house down.
Oh, she looks so good.
Her outfits are
unbelievable. She's been slaying her red carpet looks lately.
Her carpet looks have been on point.
Very similar each one of them. They're all like a fitted gown, with
corset
sparkles.
Style,
sparkle. But I mean, hey, if you know what looks good on
it's
you,
an amazing
why change
look.
It? Yeah,
it's an amazing look,
and
she's,
I like the bob.
Me too.
Yeah,
it looks fantastic, and whoever is styling her deserves a round of applause.
Yeah,
she's doing great.
Very, very, very cute.
Yeah. Ooh, Gia, we have a ring, a bestie on the line that we haven't heard from in a few weeks.
A bestie.
Bolin Branch. Yay. Happy to have you guys back, Bolin Branch. Love you so much. One, as always, everybody on the pod who's been listening for a while knows that Bolin Branch is an OG bestie, one of our favorite besties because they have the most comfortable sheets, duvets, pillows, blankets, all of the above, robes, all of the above. Comfortable stuff. My entire apartment is overtaken by Bolin Branch at this point. My brother was staying me this past weekend. I got there and he had all my Bolin Branch blankets all over himself. Like he was hogging. I'm like crazy. I had to say, hey, give me one of those Bolin Branch blankets. Cough it up. I need my knitted blanket.
Yes.
It's still dropped down to 27 degrees. I need the cable knit. You can have the waffle one for yourself. Had the whole discussion. I'm in a perfect rotation between my two sets of Bolin Branch sheets. Wash and switch.
Yep.
Feeling soft, feeling wonderful, getting a lovely night's sleep. My skin is looking fabulous. And of course, it, as always, is thanks to Bolin Branch.
Yep. You can build the coziest bed imaginable with Bolin Branch. I feel like my bed is at peak coziness because of Bolin Branch. Mm-hmm. So start with Bolin Branch's best-selling signature sheets. They feel buttery, breathable, and get softer with every wash. Mm-hmm. These sheets are perfect foundation for better sleep, and you can easily add Bolin Branch's bed blankets, duvets, and quilts without making your bed feel heavy or hot. And Bolin Branch's products are made different so you can sleep better at night. Now's your chance to change the way you sleep with Bolin Branch. So get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bolinbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Bolin Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15%. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Drama online?
Drama online. Yeah, sure.
We got drama online. and this is, these are the things that we're like, we wish we could ignore. And I don't necessarily... It's a Twitter thing. I don't know how much of it has seeped into the real world.
Yeah.
But because of the fact that early days in this pod, we talked a lot about this girl, Taylor Swift Styled, who wrote that book about Taylor's outfits and runs the Instagram that we reference all the time, seeing what she's wearing. She's being dragged through the mud again on Twitter. And this time it is because of something she wrote about how Taylor wears and purchases her outfits now.
Yeah.
And people are very
upset. Do you want me
upset.
To read
yes.
what she wrote?
Read what she wrote.
I'll read like the lines that kind of stood out to me where I was like, okay, this is kind of insane.
And,
so,
and wait, before you say it, I will say that normally I'm like trying to defend this girl because I don't like the idea of like canceling her, and I just think that sometimes her tone is misinterpreted. But yeah. I will say that some of these things, like, they're hard to defend.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I don't want people to think I'm like defending her, but I am not. It's hard to defend.
We never want to pile on to people, obviously, but it's kind of like.
But it's opening up a larger.
What are you saying?
Right,
almost.
It's opening up a larger discussion that I do want to have.
Yeah.
So
yeah. She goes, she's talking about Taylor and Travis after the AFC championship, mm-hmm. Celebrating on the field. Mm-hmm. She goes, and in this moment, I should have been able to focus on the love story of it all. I should have, but I couldn't, because staring at me in the face were ... those gloves. Softly, fuzzily clasped at either side of his face for the on-field celebratory smooch captured from every angle. The logo splashed across the back of Taylor's hand, courtesy of her Louis Vuitton gloves, felt out of place. Like a logo out can of Diet Coke inserted surreptitiously into a music video. I found the gloves punctured the image, breaking the fairy tale glass and wholesome Americana idealization with it. An outfit salad ensemble sapped of relatability and accessibility. A wrought iron financial gate with a monogrammed seal of approval. Celebrities, it turns out, are actually not like us. And then she says, the inherent part of Taylor Swift's charm, her appeal, and indeed her entire market construct, is her ability to effectively monetize the personal and the intimate. The two tools, art forms, really, that she wields most effectively to both tell and sell her stories is how it sounds, her lyrics, and how it looks, her fashion, which I do not agree with at all.
Not at all. Yeah, there's a lot of this I agree with, obviously. Okay, wait, that's like basically the whole thing?
In the last few years, some feel Taylor's fashion has tilted increasingly towards luxury brands that are out of step and beyond the reach of most of her fan base, who have been trained to see themselves to some degree in the visual and musical world of their favorite artists. Some fault Travis Kelce. Some call the gloves a shadow Louis Vuitton ad in real time. Others say it's about time that Taylor start dressing proportionate to her celebrity. But yeah.
Okay, so... thoughts on this are, I think that Sarah Chappell is this girl's real name.
Sarah Shapiro.
Chappell. Chappelle.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I swear.
Okay.
That's what her, look up her book, Taylor Swift Styled. Go to her Instagram. Oh. It's either Chappelle or Chappell. I've never known, but it's definitely that.
Oh, why did I think it was Sarah Shapiro?
I have no idea.
Sorry.
Anyway,
keep going. Sorry.
Chappell or Chappelle, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. But she, I think what people have misinterpreted about her over time is the fact that she writes her opinions on what she thinks of Taylor's clothes.
Yeah.
She's not someone who talks about, like, exclusively about, like, the history of her clothes and whatever. Like, she very... it's heavily influenced by her own personal style.
Yeah.
And I think that that's fine until you start trying to rope in ideologies or trying to, like,
make a narrative out of it.
Push a narrative out of something or push a thought, push a feeling that doesn't necessarily live in reality, and that is just kind of something that maybe you're forcing a little bit. So the idea that, like, I understand not liking logos and excessive, like, brand shit and whatever.
Sure.
Like, as a personal opinion, thinking that it doesn't look good. But I think to say that Taylor is now a walking billboard for Louis Vuitton is a step too far. That's too much.
It's just like...
and doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And I think also that we need to remember, and this is something, like, I'm pretty sure she's, like, right around my age, so I'm kind of surprised that she doesn't remember that there was a time in the 90s where big, loud logos from brands like Louis Vuitton or Gucci or Dooney & Burke or Coach or whatever were very much in style.
Yeah.
And it was, wear as many logos as possible. That was the style. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And it's back right now. That's a style right now. It's fashion is cyclical and it's always coming back. And just because Taylor's wearing Louis Vuitton gloves and a Louis Vuitton jacket to the AFC championship and happened to be on the field because they happened to win the game doesn't mean that she's a walking billboard for Louis Vuitton. It means that she got a matching set and she wore it to the game because it was 20 degrees outside. It's not that deep almost, I think. And I think that she tries really hard to sound very deep in these big, long explanations. And I don't think it's like a crazy conversation to have about celebrity and how people's style change over time. Like, you can talk about those things, but the tone in which she's writing about it does sound a little bit like pouty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, why are you so upset about gloves?
The line about like the image, the fairy tale was shattered and whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we have to again remember Taylor Swift doesn't exist to be our fairy tale. That's crazy. Like, I'm sorry, that's crazy. That's when you've crossed the line, in my opinion. That's when you've gone too far. Like, you can talk about her outfits all day long. You could say, I like this, I don't like this. Personally, not my style. Personally, I liked her 1989 era better. I appreciated those outfits more. That's more my style. Her current stuff, you know, whether it's she's on trend, she's got a stylist, people are blaming Travis. Like, I will never understand either. Like,
it's
what do you mean?
So stupid.
Taylor's what? Travis says, babe, you should wear this outfit.
Yeah.
Like, I think that also is poisoned by these, like, those random ass reports that Travis is spending $100,000 buying her all this logo stuff and whatever. And we don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
We have no idea if, like, and also, what does it matter? Like, I don't know. It's gotten a little weird.
Yeah.
That part of it is weird.
I have never seen Taylor in an outfit or anything, paparazzi photos, whatever, and seen her in an expensive outfit, an expensive piece of jewelry or something, and being like, oh, wow, like, she's not relatable anymore. Oh, wow, like, my perception of her has changed, you know, like, it's just crazy to me that, and that huge celebration, so exciting, AFC Championship, and all you care about is the gloves that she's wearing. It's like, never in a million years would I see something like that, like, this great story of a pop star and a football player, whatever, they're on the field, blah, blah, and be like, oh my God, like, she's covered in logos.
Yeah, like,
oh,
wow,
my God,
I
her
can't.
Gloves are really a wrought iron financial gate with a monogram seal of approval.
It's like
crazy metaphor for gloves.
I say it's just too much.
It's
like
too much. Like,
it's too far. And again, like, if you want to sound smart, I understand.
It
like,
almost comes across
stupid,
as if she's like jealous of her and like her wealth. I don't even know. It's like,
it is.
It's
strange.
Like, celebrities are like us. We and to say what
well,
is
wait,
she?
Well, wait. I think people need to understand that celebrities are not like us in a lot of ways, but they are like us in certain ways. And Taylor Swift herself, we are not like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is better than us. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
She's the most famous woman in the world. She's an incredible artist. She's a fucking genius. All this shit. But what makes her relatable is that despite these things, she writes music that speaks to everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
And that is why she's relatable. That is why it feels like we are the same. But
it's
no,
never
we're
been
not,
anything
we're
about her fashion. And that's
never.
Like the two tools, art forms really, that she wields most effectively to both tell and sell her story is how it sounds, her lyrics, and how it looks, her fashion. Not true at all.
Not true.
When has Taylor ever been like the pinnacle of fashion for people? Like, if anything, like, people kind of shit on her for like her fashion choices sometimes. Like,
they pretty much always have.
Yeah, she
way.
Has
like
her own
always.
Unique style.
Yeah.
I've never in a million years like seen Taylor and been like, her outfit makes me feel like I don't relate to her anymore.
Never.
At the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter how expensive your outfit is, you're still a human being. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, and like, it just doesn't make any sense to me that she would get, Sarah would get so like pressed about like gloves and wearing logos. And you know, it's not the first time that she's done this too, which is like really weird. It's like, why do you care so much? I think this also reverts back to a conversation we had such a long time ago when her book came out, and I was like, I thought it was going to be like a timeline of like the
which
change of her
I
style.
Knew that she would have opinion in there,
and it was just like her whole fucking opinion book about like all this crazy stuff. And it's just like, this was not, to me, at least, how it was advertised. Like, it really seemed like it was like supposed to be like Taylor Swift's style over the years, and then she's like having these paragraph opinions. It's just, I don't know. It just seems like she's like very much judging Taylor's outfits by like her own taste.
100%. But that's where I think the problem is. I think that she no longer likes her style, and she doesn't know how to report on it without that coming through. You
and
know
also,
what I mean? Like, she can't. If you are a Taylor Swift fan, I mean, you don't have to like or dislike. You don't have to have any thoughts on her style whatsoever.
Yeah.
But if you do make, you know, a living essentially based on your reporting of her outfits, you have to know when to insert your own opinion and when not to. And I feel like at this point, it's like okay, fine. Like, I don't know if you agree with her. Like, that it sounds like haterish.
And yeah, it's like, it does sound like haterish.
There's no need to like be haterish about it. It also
like kind of gives me like Gaylor vibes almost, because it's like, well, she always has to she always has to include Travis in it and be like, oh, maybe this is all Travis's fault. Like, yeah, this is all like her hanging out with the football players. Like, right. That was just like, what are you even trying to imply? First off,
I don't really get.
Second
that,
off,
yeah.
Like, you've already like people have already said like you don't support their relationship, which like whatever, but like,
yeah,
to try to place blame on like somebody else's partner for like a change of style, like when her style hasn't really even like changed that much.
No, it really hasn't. I think it's clear. Sometimes people get, I think, you know, I don't want to go as far as to say like jealous, because I do think that that's like a like not fair to label someone as that without knowing their life. But it is a little, it does kind of give off that vibe a little bit. It gives off like a, I don't like. You know, like when you have a friend who has a boyfriend and you like don't like their boyfriend, and it kind of like fractures your relationship for a little while until they break up. Like, it seems like that's how she feels about Taylor right now, based on how she's talking. You know what I mean? It's like, ugh, we're dealing with the fact that Travis is her boyfriend, and like, whatever. But like, here she is. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she never speaks of Travis highly. And yeah, it's weird to like blame him for style, quote unquote, style changes and whatever. And I don't quite understand the animosity.
That
I think is kind of what comes through. And again, like, you know, I don't want to dive so deep into the like Gaylor side of it. I know people have their thoughts and opinions and they want to pin everything. And she's been, people have said that she's said before, I think she herself is bisexual. And so she kind of like is in that energy, or she likes those narratives. I don't know if she necessarily pushes them or whatever. And I think that like, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be so serious, doesn't have to be so deep, but if it's starting to get to the point where, like, you know, the hill she wants to die on is that one, then you lose me, girl.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want
to talk shit. I don't want to jump on this girl, because we use her Instagram all the time to, like, see what she's wearing. She's the fastest with it. She puts it up quick. Like, she's good at that part. But sometimes, the opinions are... They're just a little salty.
Yeah,
and it's like, why are you being so salty?
She put up a picture, like, it's Taylor from like this year, and then Taylor from 2014. Like, she's wearing a $200 coat compared to a $2,000 coat, and then a $2,600 bag compared to a $50 bag. And it's like, in 2014, everyone's wearing $50 bags.
That was the style.
Like, in what world would Taylor Swift be wearing a $50 bag right now?
Taylor is high-low all the time.
Yes.
Like, she wears expensive things and non-expensive things. And we have to remember, like...
Someone tweeted out, like, a whole,
like
comparison
grid.
Thing.
Grid.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it was just
yeah.
all, like, very affordable clothes that she's worn all in the past year.
And I like when Sarah posts the prices of everything. Like, I do like that when she posts like what it is and how much they cost on the thing, because sometimes I'll see it and I'll be like, oh, I like that. Can I buy that?
Yeah.
And if I can, I will. And if I can't, I laugh and say, oh yeah, I'm not a billionaire.
Yeah.
And then I move on. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. But we also have to remember, like, one, Taylor's a billionaire. She can buy whatever she wants, do whatever she wants. Two, she gets gifted a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said before that if she's doing these outings and these dinners and stuff, it's likely that she has a stylist bringing over a rack of clothes that she's just throwing something on. And yes, if you want to say that that's advertising, sure. But then blame every single celebrity that's ever accepted a free piece of clothing.
Mm.
Us as well.
Yeah.
I literally run around and Boys Lie all the time. They send us free stuff and I fucking love it. Like, go get some Boys Lie stuff. I love it. You know, like, That's not me being like elitist because it's a $300 sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That's just because, hey, look at this nice sweatshirt I got for free. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't understand.
Yeah. I just.
I don't understand the anger behind it.
I guess. Yeah.
And I think that if you're feeling financially insecure or you know, generally, and then you're going to let Taylor Swift exacerbate that feeling.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me at all.
It's like,
I will not understand that. Like, Taylor Swift is not the person to make you feel like you're poor and lame. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's not the, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I just feel like her music.
What?
Her music just trumps anything else.
Of course it does.
You know? So, like,
of course it does.
I'll never, like, to hear a song like Peace or My Tears Ricochet, like, that is what made me fall in love with Taylor. That's what made me, you know, feel related to Taylor, feel like she gets me, feel like, and I feel like every person feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life have I looked at an outfit that she's worn and been like, oh my God, like, I can't relate to her anymore. Like, she's wearing $5,000 boots. Oh no. Like,
exactly.
If anything, I'm like, go off, queen. Like, pop off.
No, every time. It's like, yeah, well deserved.
Like, she has the money.
You should buy $5,000 those. Yeah, boots.
Exactly.
Like, slay, bitch.
Yeah.
Whole house down.
Yeah.
But I think the, like I said before, the idea is that despite the fact she's a billionaire with, she's the most famous woman in the world. She's dating one of the most famous people in the world. She's got, you know, has a resume to rival anybody's. We can still relate to her. Like, she's wearing a $5,000 coat when she steps out the door. Like, despite all those things, we can still relate to her.
Yeah.
We can no longer relate because of those things. Like, that, to me, says you're no longer a fan.
Like, and I also think that's like...
you've lost the plot a little.
Totally. And that's not fair to, like, celebrities in general. Like, because they can afford expensive stuff, they're not relatable anymore. And I think that also, like, kind of takes the humanity out of... for celebrities, sure. It's like,
what would you rather she be wearing? Fast fashion?
Exactly.
What other options are
it's like
there?
There's, like, people, what do you want? People will never be happy either way, you know?
Never.
She wears the Hilara skirt and people are up in arms, fast fashion, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, well, that's an affordable item.
Yeah, it's a $40 skirt that she's wearing when she's playing, like, you know.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
She's probably wearing, like, I'm sure at home she's wearing random t-shirts and it's not like she's, you know what I mean? Like, when she goes out and she's seen and she's on a red carpet or she's at one of those games and she knows she's going to be photographed or whatever, like, yeah, she's wearing a fancy outfit.
Yeah.
Because, hey, if I have a fancy outfit, I want to wear it out.
You know
what I mean? Like, I want to wear it to an event. Like, I want to wear it to a thing. Like, what's wrong with that? But again, that line of it's shattered the fairy tale for me with the big logo and whatever. And what should have been a wholesome moment feels like some big, like, corporate e-com, whatever the fuck. I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah.
I think that if you're letting those things distract you from what is just a sweet moment between two people on TV, again, that you don't know, then that's your problem. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what to say to you. Like, that's it just sounds like financial insecurity. And speaking as somebody who has had that, you know,
same.
Who's consistently financially insecure, you can't project that onto celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, that's not it. It's just bizarre.
If anyone can recommend someone that posts Taylor's outfit without their opinions, please let me know because I would love to find their page.
That would be nice.
Because, you
and
know,
I hate
would
to
be,
jump ship on this girl.
But it's fine. She can share her opinions if you want.
Yeah.
I don't agree with them, so I don't want to, like,
for
I don't
sure.
want
to,
like,
you don't
follow
need to
her
see
anymore.
Yeah, you don't need to do it. Whatever. So, yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
That's that with that. But a lot of people are upset about that. But I think it's understandable that people be upset based on the tone of that. Because I think that the messaging behind it, she could have said those things without saying it the way that she said it. You know what I mean? Like, she could have said, like, yes, she wears more luxury items now than she used to, you know, back in whenever, without it having to be this big statement.
Like, all
like
you have to say is, like, I was caught off guard by the gloves.
You don't even have to say shit about the gloves. Like, you just be like, not my favorite outfit.
Yeah.
And then move on. You know what I mean? There are plenty
of
outfits of hers. One that comes to mind, that Vivian Westwood dress, or no, I think it was a top and a skirt where it was like striped and it had like paint all over it and whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't like that outfit.
Yeah.
And I said it, and it's an expensive outfit, but I didn't like it. It's not that I didn't like it because it was expensive. I didn't like it because I thought it was ugly. And that was that.
Yeah.
And what does Taylor give a fuck what I think about her outfit?
Yeah.
She thought she was slaying the house down, and good for her. Who cares? She was going to a funky party and she wore a funky dress.
Yeah.
God forbid. People don't like some of the stuff I wear. And
same.
I wore those rag and bone sweatpant jeans to the office the other day, and everybody looked at me like I was an old lady wearing fucking mom, you know, jeggings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not everybody likes that, but who cares? I like it, and she likes what she wears, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So everybody just needs to chill the fuck out.
I agree.
Speaking of defense, I guess this doesn't really totally make sense, but things you're seeing online that you should pay no mind to.
Mm.
We have to remember that here at Barstool Sports, while we try to be the number one and only Taylor Swift reporters, there are others who like to capitalize on moments and perpetuate rumors and negative ideas about Taylor because they know that it will get clicks.
Yeah.
And as much as I want to argue and hold our editors-in-chief at gunpoint about this, it's not up to me because we don't run the company.
Yeah.
So there are sometimes people will write blogs or do headlines that are unsavory and things we don't like. And currently there's one out right now about Taylor. And it says this. I'm making it sound worse than it is, to be honest. But I want it to be all-encompassing.
Yeah.
So, and it was tweeted by the Barstool Sports Twitter account, like the main account, so you can't see who the author is unless you click the blog. And it's this guy Jerry, who's worked here for literally 25 years. Like, he's like older than Dave. He's one of the first guys here. He has no, he doesn't care about Taylor Swift. He does not give a fuck. He's a football guy. He writes, yeah, he's a Patriots guy. He wrote a book about the Patriots, and that's usually what he writes about. The headline is this: report, people close to Taylor Swift are telling her to dump Travis Kelce to protect her brand after the booing she got at the Super Bowl. Now, we're getting tagged a bunch in that. Want it to be clear that, again, we don't write all those blogs.
Yeah.
Sometimes blogs go through that are about Taylor Swift that are not by us. And if you see those, you can just keep on stepping because they're just looking for clicks.
Yeah.
If you were to read that blog, you would see that even though it is a report based on like some bullshit, completely fabricated lie, Daily Mail article, whatever, Jerry, the guy who wrote it, is pro Taylor Travis.
Yeah.
It's not an anti Taylor or anti Travis thing. It's like, you know, it's
very
clickbaity headline. Yeah. And people fall for it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then they start blaming. They're like, fuck Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, kind of perpetuates this thing. Like, if ever we get embroiled in something online, they're like, well, these two bitches work for Barstool. And
yeah.
It's like, I hate being lumped in with that shit. And
yeah.
That was what bothers me. And it's like, that's not us. So if you see a blog about Taylor Swift that's not by me or Gia, you know, just know that we don't feel the same.
Yeah.
Most times. 9 times out of 10, we don't feel the same.
Yeah.
And it's just frustrating. It's just frustrating.
It's very frustrating because, like, we don't have control.
I'm just trying to get ahead of that.
Yeah,
everybody's tagging us in it. And I tweeted about it being like, FYI, we don't do this shit. We don't perpetuate those stories. We know that they're fake. We know that it's bullshit. We don't even bring them up on the pod. Like, why would we ever be like, look, the Daily Mail says, like, we have our trusted sources and we've made it very clear the sources we do not trust. The Daily Mail, the New York Post.
Yeah.
Page six, which is also the New York Post.
Oh.
They, like, all these stupid fucking outlets.
Yeah.
TMZ, don't
Us
trust.
Us Weekly,
don't trust. Well, who was the one that tweeted the dumb shit about Jason and talking about them getting a dog? CBS Sports,
yeah.
Don't trust. Like, we have a long list of sources we do not trust. The ones that we do, Entertainment Tonight, and occasionally People Magazine. I think are the only two that and Vanity Fair and Vogue, like, those ones are usually good.
Mm.
Like, the higher, you know, those publications are usually okay. But just don't fret and, you know, try to separate us from that when you see that in blog form online, because we are the Taylor bloggers and the Taylor people. And people want a piece of this. You know what I mean? They want the clicks, and they know that it's rage baiting, which you know we fucking hate. So, you know, what are you going to do? But so hopefully nobody gets too upset about that.
Yeah,
anymore.
I hope so.
I hope people can separate us from the clickbait stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's very frustrating to get lumped in with that.
I agree.
And be like accused of that when we're like not, you know, that's not us. So
I agree very much so with
mind.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel like that's all. I feel like I want to like maybe end on like a lighter note instead of a bitch out. Even though we're not bitching anybody out, we're just trying to speak in our minds.
Yeah, trying to help ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else is there to say?
Something positive and fun. Well, okay. So we do have our obviously Thursday episodes, our voicemail episodes. So we would love to hear everybody call in thoughts on anything we talked about. Thoughts on things coming for the upcoming weeks. I'm going to Italy. So our Thursday episode will be regular because we're recording it tomorrow, Tuesday or Wednesday. And then next week will be Zoom episodes. But we're going to record, and I think we should do this later today or a little bit tomorrow before I leave, a few more of those fun little like guessing game ones. So if you tonight want to suggest like little games or something that we do to fill up some time, let us know and we can do a couple of those tomorrow.
That'd be fun.
Like, what are they called? I can't think of the name of it.
Sporkle.
The Sporkles.
Yes.
The Sporkles, where we like guess the, you know, guess the song based on the lyric or whatever.
We love
doing those. And we like to do a few of them at once. And so we'll do that for you guys
as
well. And then probably when I get back, we'll do a few more. We'll start doing deep dives again.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
Yes.
Deep dives, more drafts. Too.
More drafts as well.
Yeah.
I really want to do
the Eras Tour outfit draft.
Should we do a draft? Should we do a draft
For Thursday?
For Thursday?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or should we do a draft and then pop it onto one of our ones next week?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
We'll discuss.
Yeah.
We're just having you guys here while we plan the next couple of weeks,
which
will be fun. Let us know what you think about all these plans. But we just want to keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Also, we're coming up on the April 19th. Remember, is the 1 year. Well, it's like a month away. 1 year anniversary of Torture Poets Department. So get your earbuds out.
I can't believe it's already been a year.
I know.
It's
so crazy.
So crazy.
So nuts. Crazy to think about. And also the iHeart Awards are coming up.
Yeah.
So still some things, you know, on the horizon to potential Taylor sightings.
Yep.
And we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to call in and leave a voicemail or text this number, you can go ahead and do that.
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
Like I said, you can call, leave a voicemail. We love hearing your lovely voices. Or you could text that number.
Yes.
Or you can DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account. We are always watching. Pay attention to the stories during the day tomorrow. We'll be doing probably rapid fire questions or any last second stuff that you didn't get to call in about before we start recording tomorrow afternoon. And until then, we will see you on Thursday.
Love you guys.
Love you.